Today, international peacekeepers are moving into Liberia. As we've been reporting, the first troops come from Nigeria, and they are part of a peace deal intended to bring about the resignation of Liberian President Charles Taylor and also bring about the end of a civil war. Over the weekend, U.S. Navy ships arrived off the coast of Liberia, but it is not clear if U.S. Marines will go ashore. NPR's Jason Beaubien is following this story from Abidjan in neighboring Ivory Coast, and he joins us now. Jason, there have been a lot of complaints about a delay in bringing along the peacekeepers, but it looks like the force is now arriving.
Yes, it does. Troops have finally started moving from Freetown in Sierra Leone into the airport in Monrovia. However, the fighting has continued all weekend in Monrovia, in and around, and actually across all of Liberia. President Charles Taylor's forces appear to be attempting to drive back the rebels from the bridges in Monrovia and also to drive them out of some of the other cities that they have recently taken. So it's going to be a volatile situation for the peacekeepers to enter. As well, these peacekeepers that are coming in, it's in very limited numbers at first. The first helicopters are bringing 20 troops at a time. And the task here is really going to be to get the rebels and the troops loyal to President Taylor to agree to stop fighting, because it's going to be such a limited number of peacekeepers and the forces that are out there are really so vast and so heavily armed.
Now, we're seeing wire service reports that at least one of the rebel groups is saying now that it will stop attacking once the peacekeepers are in place. But you're telling me that the fighting, at least up to now, has continued, even though people have known the peacekeepers may be on the way.
That's right, and it's the lured rebels who are now saying that they will stop fighting as soon as the peacekeepers arrive. Lured, however, has announced ceasefires for almost every day. Lured was announcing a ceasefire, and yet their troops continued to attack Monrovia. So their interpretation of what it means for peacekeepers to arrive is what's going to be at question here. Is it good enough that the peacekeepers have arrived at the airport and have secured the airport, or are peacekeepers actually going to have to come down and get in between the lured rebels and Charles Taylor's forces for them to agree that, yes, the peacekeepers are here?
And Jason, will the arrival of the peacekeepers be enough to get President Charles Taylor to leave office?
President Taylor has said before that he will leave office, that he would step down, and didn't do it. Over the weekend, he actually gave a date when he would leave. He's going to leave next Monday. That is a first, that he's actually given a date. Whether he will really leave the country now is really the question. And it's also unclear whether he will actually give up power on Monday. But the big question now is whether he will get out of the country, as the U.S., the U.N., and the West African diplomats have been really lobbying for him to do, because he's seen as a force of instability in the country, and his continued presence there is a concern. There's a concern that he's going to continue to control the forces even if he's no longer sitting there as president.
One other thing before we let you go, Jason, we've got a few seconds here. In what way are Americans now involved in the latest negotiations and the latest moves here?
American warships have moved off the coast of Liberia. The U.S. is still involved in terms of the negotiations. It's unclear, however, whether any of the Marines who are on those ships that are off the coast are going to land and be involved in the actual peacekeeping operation. That decision still hasn't been decided. It's expected that the U.S. is going to put up some money. They've said they put forward $10 million, and probably they'll provide some logistical support, but it's unclear whether U.S. troops will actually land and be involved in this peacekeeping operation.
NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. Jason, thanks for your work, as always.
You're welcome, Steve.